producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Wanted to let you know that if you want to go ahead and jump on the radio at any time, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And as well, friends, you have with yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to get into specifics concerning where to go in exactly online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And again, folks, just a real quick shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, what we're going to be talking about today, if you're not paying attention, I want to kind of open your eyes for you a little bit here. Everything that this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. I just want you to hear me clearly, because I've been shouting this off from the rooftops for a long time now, folks. Everything that this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. And again, friends, if you haven't realized who ISIS is and who the enemy is, then I got to say this, folks, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. The writing is on the wall as to who's responsible for what's going on a global basis. We're seeing terrorism, folks. Again, keep in mind what the word terrorism means. The English dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. We're seeing that the globalists are trying to create chaos, and out of chaos, they want to create a new world order. That's why they're consolidating powers to the UN. This is all a part of their plan, folks. And I want to tell you that are a part of the plan that the covenant of hell shall be disannulled. But again, if you go back to what's taking place on our home front in America here, folks, this is perfect judgment. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Everything that this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. That is an article just posted up on sonsoflibertymedia.com this morning, and it's doing very well thus far. Again, folks, everything this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. Remember what Condoleezza Rice said, Joseph Stalin, Red Terror, of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror? She said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism, so he was responsible for terror. She goes on, terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who's they? Those that actually came up with the system of terror. They're creating the chaos, and they're the ones bringing in the New World Order. If you want to, or attempting to, should I say. But if you want to just go ahead and play stupid as to continuously throw questions in the air saying, why does this guy hate us and we need to deal with ISIS, folks? Well, again, friends, who's benefiting from all of this? Who's benefiting from all of this? Who's profiting more than the military-industrial complexes right now, friends, from all of this? And you need to understand that you are dealing with some sick-minded people. Do you not remember what Joseph Mengele, SS officer under Adolf Hitler, I mean, just irresponsible for heinous crimes, friends? He was the one that said, the more that we do to you, speaking to those in Germany, he said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe us doing it to you. And interestingly enough, folks, what are we seeing after these Paris attacks? Well, going over to the Prime Minister herself, Mrs. Merkel. What did she say? She said that Germany belongs to Islam. And she said that we need to be compassionate. We need to be understanding of these Islam migrants. Now, who's opening the doors? Who's advancing these standing armies? Which, by the way, I just seen a new stat today where it states that 97% of these supposed victim migrants that are moving from country to country, 97% of them are men. And folks, you need to take a look at these men. And you tell me that they're having a hard time in life? No, folks, they're plundering. They're an advancing army plundering nations. And I don't care what anybody says, folks. I know I'm right. And I'll tell you why I know I'm right. Because when I go to scripture, which I'm going to go to today, I'm going to show you exactly where we're at, line upon line, precept upon precept. I don't need to speculate as to what's going on. I don't need to speculate as to what's coming down the road, because scripture tells us in stages exactly what's coming next. And I want to tell you something, America, because you have failed to respond to heaven by repenting before a just and a holy God after September 11th. You've let everything and anything come to the door, and everybody's complaining about what they're tolerating, and very few are actually doing anything about the problem. I want you to understand, this is perfect judgment upon a nation that has departed from God. It's not, why do these leaders hate us? No, these leaders are being used because they're blinded to the fact that they're being used by the enemy of men's souls. And the fact of the matter is, we're eating the pill because America's standing back and tolerating the crimes of not just this administration, but many preceding administrations as well, friends. These people are being used, and you need to understand that all men are for the purposes of God, for good or evil, and keep in mind, God is not the creator of evil. He uses it for perfect judgment if a people fail to respond, to repent before a just and a holy God, and put their faith in Jesus Christ. That's a fact, and we're going to talk about that in just a couple moments, but it's interesting how many, so many people, I did an interview yesterday down south, and he kept talking about, why does this guy hate us? It's not that Barack Hussein Obama hates us. Folks, he hates himself. He's self-condemned. It's a doctrine of devils in which they follow. What do you expect from a guy like that? But the fact of the matter is, it's not, why does this guy hate us? It's, wait a second, why do you hate God? Because hate equated to scripture is disobedience before he who sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile you back unto himself. But we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit here. And that's okay by me, because the Holy Ghost is in charge, folks. We're having church up in here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What's going on? Christian nations for Christian refugees. Muslim nations for Muslim refugees? Cheryl Atkinson, I'm sorry. Obama still doesn't, listen carefully, this reporter, Obama still doesn't read intelligence reports on jihadists. Of course not. Of course not, folks. Who's attacking you more than this administration is? Folks, a foreign enemy could never do what this administration has been allowed to do to your country. You do need to understand that. I wanted to let you know that in California, why this guy is still there, friends, bewilders me to no end. California law violates First Amendment, forces pro-life crisis pregnancy centers must advertise for abortions. Yesterday, going back to my conversation when I was being interviewed by Lanny James down south, I believe it was in Mississippi there, he'd asked me a question, you know, what is going on? What do we need to do? I said, wait a second, Lanny. I got to set the record straight here, my friend. And I got to set the record straight with you, friends. You have allowed a government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, even going so far as allowing Planned Parenthood to sell baby parts. And you're trying to figure out why you're under perfect judgment when God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood? And you tolerate a government, namely your representatives, to vote down a bill to defund those that are doing the murdering and selling?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Again, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a quick shout-out to two new radio stations that just picked us up. We appreciate your willingness to pick us up and your willingness to trust us. And we want to let you know that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Woodrow Wilson rightly said, love him or hate him. He said, if you don't know where you came from, in essence, you don't know where you're going. So what we need to do is put our feet back down on what our founding forefathers established. And we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, as well as what George Washington said through the farewell address concerning what the information in which he gave unto us, and every student in America knew this up until 1962, George Washington's farewell address. He said, religion, the Christian religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. But we want to give a shout out to WVBG 1490 AM in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Again, WVBG 1490 AM in Vicksburg, Mississippi, as well as WPBQ 1240 AM in Jackson, Mississippi, WBBQ 1240 AM in Jackson, Mississippi. Again, we appreciate your trust, and we will do our best, as we are perfected by the grace of Christ on a daily basis, to deliver the revelation in which is so needed, because it's the church's business, friends, to bring the answers to the world, not the problems. And we do that every single time we are on the air. Folks, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just talking about how I was doing an interview yesterday with a guy named Lanny James from down south. I believe it was Mississippi, as a matter of fact. And he's a really cool guy. And he kept asking, why does this guy hate us? Why does this guy hate us? Why does this guy hate us? Well, when you read in Leviticus 26, the Bible says that because we have forsaken God, we have failed to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. And to do them, he said, and to do them, He said, I will do this to you. I will appoint over you those that hate you. As a matter of fact, Scripture even tells us in Leviticus 26, he would appoint over us terror. But he also told us that we would flee when none pursue us. So if you've met Jesus, Revelation 3, he said he would anoint your eyes to see and he would anoint your ears to hear. So that's what we're doing, is bringing forth by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you might find your faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God as to what's going on in your country. We are, by the word of God, reproving darkness, and understanding that Jesus Christ is the light of men. And by the word, we are called by the church, as the church, to be the light of the world. And folks, I also want to say this in the natural. America, you have been given much, and therefore you are responsible for much. And what's happening in this country, going back to Lanny James, it's interesting to note that this country is responsible for so much. I mean, we have been respected by the world as being the light of the world. And I want to tell you what, over the last how many decades, 5 and 6 decades in this country, not just this generation, but preceding generations have dropped the ball. They have wickedly departed from a living God, and they have failed to keep his commandments. And so going back to Lanny James, this is why we're in the predicament that we are in today. Interestingly enough, I was saying right before the break, I said, Lanny, come on, dude. I mean, come on, let's think about this. Let's put this into perspective. The American people need to take responsibility. The American people need to take responsibility. I kept going back to this. It's not him. It's what you tolerate. It's not our corrupt representatives, which majority of them are. It's what you tolerate. You're in the position that you're in because you've been entertained out of your freedoms. Your perspective and your objective is amiss. You have failed to keep your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith. I said, Lanny, now just listen to me, my friends. Listen, you have allowed a government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the babe, in the womb. 3,000 to 4,000 a day. America, you have tolerated your government to sanction murder. Okay? What's the problem? God hates hands that shed innocent blood. You've allowed your government to the present to go ahead and continuously advocating not only murdering the innocent in the womb, but also now knowing that they are selling body parts. This government, your representatives in America, have failed to defund the program that they know that is murdering and dismembering babies. I said, Lanny, and I'm speaking to you, America. I said, Lanny, let me ask you something. Who's responsible for that? The American people are. I said, furthermore, you talk about how bad Barack Hussein Obama is. Yeah, we know he's a devil. You know he is. But the fact of the matter is that every time you complain about that devil, you are allowing yourselves to see who you are because you tolerate that devil that has voted in favor of murdering babies over 242 times and even going so far as to vote 2 times to make sure that the babies have an extra doctor in there just to make sure that they have no chance of getting out alive. In America, you go to sleep at night. This is a reflection of what you have tolerated in this country. And I said, let me ask you something. And I'm asking you, friends, what's the difference between a doctor in abortion clinics dismembering a baby, injecting the baby's body with salt to kill it, or to take a sucker and put it inside of the woman's body and suck the baby apart? What's the difference between that and big, bad Muslims and Islam? Do you not understand that you reap what you sow? America, what you have tolerated, you are now threatened with. You reap what you sow. And folks, I don't understand where you might not get the meaning of love by what I'm telling you right now. America, you must hold yourselves responsible before God for what you have tolerated. Because the Muslim threat in America, as we're told, America, is very real. There's no question about it. It's not on the scale that they want it to be. But here's the bottom line. The fact of the matter is we can hear the hissing of the enemy because God kept warning in his mercy and warning in his mercy and warning in his mercy. And what do the American people do? They stay off topic. They talk about the football game. They care more about the score than they do preserving life. And you wonder why, America, you're falling to judgments? You wonder why you're falling to these corrupt, humorous-looking representatives that have no sense? And in America, you have the audacity to call them idiotic and stupid? And while they're sitting back laughing at you for tolerating the crimes that they're committing against you? But see, again, friends, this is happening because of the crimes that you're tolerating your government to commit against the innocent. You reap what you sow, America, and that's where we're at today. So how is it that we look at an administration that is criminal when I have shared with you so many times, and I lay to your candor again? Hey, folks, for as much as you're sick of hearing this, I'm giving you the resolve to the problems. I'm giving you the resolve to the problems, but it requires eternal vigilance on your part. And if you don't want to see that as being the result, then I'll tell you what, you may as well just turn away and keep going the direction you're going for the short time that you have left. Prepare to meet your God. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That's what Scripture tells us to those that turn their back towards God. But folks, the fact of the matter is America, you deserve what you get because of what you've tolerated. And what I was just going to say is we know who's committing the crime. We know the CIA is corrupt. We know that this administration is corrupt. We now know that the DOD is corrupt. We know the DOJ is corrupt. We know these bureaucracies are illegal from the TSA to the Homeland Security. Folks, we can go through from A to Z concerning the bureaucracies that have been conjured up and contrived after September 11th that have been used against you, to oppress you, and to enslave you and your children, and to at length execute you. Don't doubt me, friends. Don't doubt me, because if you do, you might want to look at Scripture, and furthermore, you might want to look at the validity of Scripture by looking at history. And history tells us what is coming down the road if, America, you do not respond. And what's shameful to the American people is the fact that, you know, we have the 78% of Americans. Oh, we want revival. We want the Lord to revive America. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you something. He doesn't revive that which is in dead to self and alive to Christ. He doesn't revive those that are alive to themselves. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. And see, therein lies the problem. America doesn't want to bear their cross. You know what your enemies say of you, friends? You know what the Islamic Muslim jihadists say of you? You know what their greatest obstacle is? People like me who bear the cross. Their objective to get over is to remove the cross. And America, you've been allowing them to do that through infiltration and by allowing communist organizations like the ACLU and others to remove the cross and to remove the Christ, to remove prayer, to remove the Bible. You've allowed them to do that. You forfeited your rights. They didn't take them away. They know, your enemies know that the law of our constitutional republic and the enumerated laws are on your side. So what's the excuse, America? There isn't any. So going back to my point, friends, who's the criminal? Who are those that are committing crimes? America, you hate God. And if you love God, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have to tell you what you need to be doing. If you love God, I wouldn't have to tell you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You'd be preaching the same thing. You'd have your radio show all over the world. The fact of the matter is, friends, America, you are criminal for allowing a criminal administration to proceed in such a fashion that they have been proceeding in over the last 6 years. And now here it comes. What's the objective of the criminal in the White House? To completely disarm you concerning this last year. But folks, again, evil prevails because good men do nothing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what's going on in America? Here, I want to share some things with you. To the degree that you love God will be to the degree that you hate sin. To whom much is forgiven, loves much. Forgiven for what? Well, the message of the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for what? That's what most people don't know in this country. Your violations towards God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Exodus 20. America has offended God by what they've tolerated. That's really what it all comes down to. You have a left, for those that don't understand what I'm saying, because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. You have a left because of what the right has tolerated. Let me take it this way. According to the mercy of a judge and his degree of love towards his people and his country will be to the degree that he tolerates zero crime. See, but going back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, evil men understand not judgment. And then we wonder why we see so many people praising this administration. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know what? The Bible tells us that where the law is removed, they praise the wicked. And the American people, through tolerance and apathy in this country, have been praising this administration, regardless if it's been praising him to uphold him in the crimes that he's committed against us, or praising him by talking about all the bad things that he's doing. That's praising the wicked if you're not dealing with the issue. And that means you're just as wicked for tolerating his crimes. Hey, folks, if I see a corrupt cop, I'm going to make sure that that corrupt cop is dealt with. If I see a corrupt representative, I'm going to do my best to broadcast everything that's going on until he's dealt with. And that starts first with me. It doesn't start first with them. How am I to preach that they need to remove the board from their eye if it hasn't been removed from mine first and foremost? And then going back to Leviticus 19, verse 17, that we don't allow sin to be upon our brother. Why? Because love worketh no ill. We owe it to our brothers to be free from their blood, by warning them from the wrath to come. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. The love of Christ, it constraineth me. But that is so foreign to American Christians that they're the first ones to stand up and say, that's not what it says. That's not what real grace does. That's not love. No, they're used to a false grace and a dissimulated love, a counterfeit fiend love. See, they look at correction as being the devil, as judgmental, when the Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, all of that which they'll have nothing to do. And I want you to understand, they are a partaker of a spirit of Antichrist. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from what? Lawlessness. How do they do that? By the empowerment of grace, because of His mercy. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, just talking about what's going on. It's talking about babies being dismembered. And then you guys out there that listening that are so afraid of your Islamic Muslim jihadists. Well, what's the difference between what they're doing in foreign countries as to what you're allowing happen in your own backyard? You sound like the missionaries. And they're sent out all over the world to go preach Jesus to other countries, but they forget about their kids in their own backyard. And rest assured, friends, these kids are not going to forget what you have left undone. They will not forget what you have subjected themselves to. We got on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, a brand new video. Muslim refugees, friends, I have never told you you have to see this video. I'm telling you right now, you have to see this video, and you need to understand that these are advancing armies that are plundering nations. And you look at them and you tell me that they're having a hard time. They're not. 97% of them, just today I seen the stat, are men. Brand new clothes, well fed. No, they've been raised up with an entitlement attitude, and they want to kill each other, and they want to kill anybody that gets in their way. Matter of fact, I just seen a video this morning over in Canada. You know, the prime minister over there, he is a stooge for the Muslims. He's selling his soul. But interestingly enough, over in Canada, they just filmed, it's out there online now, friends, where a little four-year-old boy was talking about how he needs to behead infidels. But it's happening in America all day long with the approval of the apathetic. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Remember how I was just saying, well, you know, what's so bad about what they're doing? Because America, you're doing just as bad. Daddy's little girl ad on Craigslist leave police horrified at what they found out. A man was selling his four-year-old daughter for $1,000 for 2 hours to have sex with her. And keep in mind, friends, he has a little boy as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What's wrong with America? Hey, a little leaving it the whole lump, friends. You've known this stuff has been going on for a long, long time. Just seen a video this morning as well, friends. Someone posted filming a bunch of people being cargoed into the United States of America through UPS airplanes, thrown on up to 30 buses, as they're being followed out, saying the government is up to something. Hey, all you Jade Helmers out there, guess who may just be manning that military, the armor, the tanks? Who may just be manning those M-16s, those M-4s? Well, guess what? The administration's bringing people in, friends, at night. And again, friends, we cannot say that God has not shown us every step of the way and shown mercy upon a disobedient, wicked people the way he has concerning the Americans, because we have watched this every step of the way. I don't want to at any point in my life turn around and have someone say, look what God has done to us. Look what he has. No, no, no. Look what you have done to yourselves. look what you have done to yourselves. Remember when Jesus was going to the cross and he said to the women, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. You're allowing them to crucify me in a green tree. What will they do in a dry tree? In other words, when the truth is gone, the light is gone, can you imagine when they do this with a bold face, the way that you're seeing this administration do it today? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what this Cleveland sodomite did to a 12-year-old boy should be a warning to every American parent. Folks, this has been going on a long time. There's pedophile rings in Washington, D.C. The DOD was just busted sometime back through a ICE investigation, found that 5,000 members of your Defense Department in the United States have downloaded child pornography. Don't act like you don't know that this hasn't been going on, friends. It's been going on. Well, as long as it's not my kid, oh, yes, friends, it is your kids. It is your kids. We're a part of one another. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. One more article and then I'm going to get over to the topic here. America is Charlie Sheen. The CDC says there are 20 million new STD cases in America each year. Of course, by design. Anybody that comes up with a holistic doctor comes up with a remedy for AIDS, guess what? All of a sudden his findings disappear, or he disappears, or he just mysteriously dies. Oh, my goodness. Oh, chemtrails. Oh, you know, that's just contrails, Bradley. All these diseases and stuff. Oh, no, they can't be cured. Oh, yeah, they can be cured. Matter of fact, I can tell you how they can be cured and who can cure them. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles, according to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The Lord is him who healeth thee. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I can tell you who can heal you. His name is Jesus Christ. Charlie Sheen, everybody's standing back. Oh, poor Charlie, you filthy, debased reprobate. Oh, can you believe it? Bad Charlie's leaving us. Oh, vile, vile scumbag to the very max. Oh, doesn't he? He's just done so much good for mankind, and we just can't believe old Charlie's got AIDS with all those prostitutes and porn stars he was hanging out with. What is going on? Evil men understand not judgment. The mercies of the wicked are cruel. You do it to yourself. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. America, you forsake your own mercy. He contrived AIDS because he's spending time with a bunch of hookers and porn stars. He's about the most debased human being known to mankind in this country. You let him spew out his filth and you laugh about it. And furthermore, you go to see him in New York and he earns $2 million for you to laugh for a couple minutes so you can feed his sinful lifestyle as he spreads the disease. But what's the problem? And I'm not being facetious. What's the problem? Just can't figure this much out, man. It's because America, you tolerate it. You tolerate it. Yesterday, I was Lanny James. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Repent, 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 repent. Your sin is before God. Repent, repent, repent. Your sin is before God. Oh, that just sounds a little too religious. I don't care what it sounds like. If you break the law in the natural, guess what that judge wants to see? He wants to see repentance before he shows mercy. And so it is with you. Isaiah 66, 2. Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart, and trembleth at my word. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite spirit, a contrite heart. Psalm 51, verse 17. Folks, I'll tell you what I've been doing for the last 20 years is a whole lot of high schools and colleges and tea parties. One thing that I can't handle is sitting in front of a computer. One thing I can't handle is waking up every day of my life to tell the world, listen, look what's happening. But I want to tell you why it's happening and what is the resolve. Repent. Repent. It's that simple. And don't repent through the fear of consequence. Repent because your sin is before God and knowing that he is so merciful that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for your sins, your individual sins. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus is the propitiation of the sins of the world. 1 John 2. Do I dare go to the next point, friends? Because I think you know what's going on in your country. I'll tell you what I'll do when I come back. I'll just highlight a video that I just posted. This article is doing really well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. Everything the American people that are tolerating this president are doing nothing but benefiting the enemy. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's been just kind of free-flowing all hour here. But friends, the stuff that it's put in front of my face 24-7, I'll tell you what. People may say, well, how are you so encouraged? I have to stay in the Word. Believe me. See, we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. I keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. Every day of my life on purpose. That's how I overcome. Because that's where I find my life. That's where I find my spiritual food, the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, I got to hit this because I said I would during this time. I think everybody knows who the enemy is within the United States of America. This is globally, by the way. But I want to go back to what former Secretary Robin Cook. He mysteriously died on a mountain climb. And I said mysteriously, and why? Because he was one that wasn't moved by the persuasion of politics. He wasn't diplomatic. Seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin. He wasn't a compromiser where two men sat down together to agree on what they both knew were wrong. No, he was willing to say the truth regardless of the status quo. He wasn't a politically correct individual. He wasn't willing to betray his principles, which kept his people free. He stuck to the law. And as long as we obey that law, guess what, friends? Which, by the way, this administration has not enforced the law. That's why you have man's 10,000 commandments, because you won't listen to God's 10. But going back to former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, he's on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic terror. There is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. You can hear this from those in the Middle East, as a matter of fact, friends. The Muslims will tell you this. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers, hey, Christians, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. David said that he would set his eyes in front of no wicked thing. Psalm 101, verse 3. Friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4. Where does that come into play? You have no business watching TV. There's nothing good there. It's shark-infested waters to allure you back to the arm of the flesh. Cursed be that man. But again, going back to what Robin Cook, he said there's a propaganda campaign to make the people believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. Of course it is. It's your CIA. Hey, folks, don't forget about Mr. John Brenner. He's an American traitor to his people. He's a convert to Islam, the Muslim faith. He's the head of the CIA. Remember Jay Johnson, Secretary of the Homeland Security, unconstitutional, pretended authority, but as long as you believe it to be so, that's what they're there for. Keep in mind that Jay Johnson, the head, the Secretary of Homeland Security, he said that he was appointed in his position for the plight of the Muslims. And see how they're forecasting, friends, everything that they're doing. Nothing happens in politics without it first being planned. President Roosevelt. Right? Folks, I can go on and on and on and on and on. Oh, do keep in mind, friends, that again, this president's, his objective, just to show you what's coming down the line, his objective is to disarm the American people within his last year of office. What would make him believe that he still has a year to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it like his own Muslim devilish self? Who's given him that permission, America? Hey, furthermore, I want to go on and let you know that in France, you do know that they were disarmed, right? Now what's happening is there are French patriots that are trying to reestablish what their politicians stripped away from them. And you do know, since the Paris attacks, right, they're now trying to restrict, guess what? The people's rights, just like after September 11th. Guess who gives orders to the French and the Germans? The American government does. But going on, Geroid O'Coleman talk to the Paris attacks with RT International. This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Everything the president is doing is benefiting ISIS. It's on the front scroll. He said that the propaganda campaign in Paris, how it's aimed at causing people to be afraid of the Muslims. Yep. He's talking about how the war on terror is orchestrated from abroad and how NATO is seeing things through. He talked about how the war is being waged against civilian populations, which aims to divide and conquer all that would oppose a global tyrannical governance. Keep in mind, the pedophile right next to Barack Hussein Obama, Henry Kissinger, said that anybody that resists the New World Order that George Bush was calling for is a terrorist. And we've already seen the Department of Homeland Security identify Americans as the terrorists. A good portion of Americans. That's why they're bringing forth these advancing armies from other nations that are posing as migrants when, in fact, the opposite is true. But again, this is happening because our sin is finding us out. Numbers 32:23. He talks about how there is no war on terror. There's a war that is using terror proxy groups against nations that are resisting the United States, he said. Eisenhower warned the American people of the military-industrial complex. Here we are. How there is no such thing as ISIS, said this individual. ISIS is a creation of the United States. Interestingly enough, Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor who dresses up like a woman during the gay pride parade, he was actually blurting the truth out in his confusion. He said that ISIS is a creation of Obama on Fox News. And I high-five Fox News for calling it the way that they have been calling it the last couple days. In some cases. This individual is talking about how terrorists are coming into country disguised as refugees to destabilize those countries. Listen, how they are being appointed to go to those countries disguised as refugees to destabilize those countries. How is this working for the terrorists, friends? It's not. They're being used just like any other proxy group is. The Muslims are being used just like any other group that would submit itself to such an evil governance. They're all being used. Those that think they're in control, they're being used. And the great wonder of the age is, why did the people globally allow one or two to destroy the multitude concerning the populations of their countries? I have no idea. A bunch of sheeple allowing the wolf to devour. Sons of Liberty Media.com talking about everything this president is doing is benefiting ISIS. By the way, Fox News is the one responsible for that. Good for them. I'm not reverting you or pointing your finger back to them. I'm simply saying that they're telling the truth because they're beginning to understand the game they thought they were playing is not a game at all. And if they don't get on the right side of heaven, guess what, friends? The game is over for all of us. Yep, because they realize now that we're all on this boat. He talks about, in this article on Sons of Liberty Media.com, how this global terrorism is being used to create civil war and social unrest. Friends, everything I have been broadcasting prophetically from this microphone over the last 14 years, you mark my word, go back to my first show. And you tell me exactly what's been going on because I need to catch up. I need to listen to what the Lord's been doing throughout, line upon line, precept upon precept. But interestingly enough, people are saying everything that you have been saying over the last 14 and 15 years on the radio, we're now in it. Of course. Of course we are. Because we've been sticking to what the Word tells us in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. But folks, how many times have I told you there's nothing new under the sun? These dictator wannabes, they all do the same thing. He's trying, this individual, to create social unrest through civil war, domestic insurrection through the Black Lives Matters and these college protests that want their rights, those that have the entitlement attitude. He's emulating dictators to a T, friends. You can see it a mile away. Hey, folks, he talks about in this article how the media propaganda campaign is used to promote fear to what? To paralyze the people. And how there may be a new campaign against dissidents, how they are worried about the alternative media who question the state-controlled narratives, attacking alternative media as theorists, and a crackdown on those who report rational questions of the established order. I want to tell you what. No more is this theory as to what I've been talking about, as to those I could have told you 50 years ago exactly where they're at today. What the state-controlled narrative got away with 50 years ago, they're not going to be able to get away with it anymore because now the state-controlled narrative and the CIA operatives inside of the devil's little useful idiots and useful minions inside of the CIA who controls the media are beginning to understand that it's aimed at them too. And by the way, he also talks about how France and Germany are taking its orders from Washington, how the military-industrial complex is profiting from all of this. And folks, we need to come to the realization that we will not tolerate this anymore, but that starts with us and God in Jesus' name.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at DollarDownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.